This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm punching out of here in about 4 or 5 minutes. Our good friend Roger Stone's taking over, former head of the Trump campaign. I got to tell you, he's got the sharpest looking suit I've ever seen on. I am really, looks better than anybody on Fox News. Wish I had that type of style. But Roger Stone's here with us with big breaking news, big guest in this hour. But Roger, I got to tell you, my friend, they are openly now calling for censoring myself. They're not just saying discredit the alt-right. They're saying shut us down. They are saying shut Trump down, kick him off Twitter, as you know. They are going into full hysteria mode, and they're all over the news now saying, we're at war with Russia. We're under attack. They're creating a total hysteria. No one's buying it, though. They're trying to get the moral cover to claim that 30-something electors aren't going to go for Trump and, I guess, try to steal the election. Now, I know that's bold. I know that's crazy. But, it's the bold stroke sometimes hits. Sometimes it misses. But, again, my spider sense tells me they're going for broke like bloodthirsty cornered rats. What do you say?
Alex, this is a full-fledged coup d'etat, although a bloodless one. This is a coordinated campaign with several steps. First, they harped on the popular vote as if the popular vote decides who's elected president. When the Clinton campaign operatives themselves admit that they were focused largely on the Electoral College, as was the Trump campaign. Then, secondarily, there is this entire effort to discredit the election and delegitimize the coming Trump presidency by the unsubstantiated claim that there is Russian hacking. So there is a concerted effort here led by the New York Times and the Washington Post, the two publications who are most out front in their Trump bashing and their distortion of Trump's positions. This is all planned. Now, of the electors, Alex, the 30 that have stepped forward, all but one of them are partisan Democrats. They weren't going to be voting for Donald Trump anyway. So this is the last desperate grasp at power by the ruling elite, by the two-party.
So they're just creating the illusion that they've got 30. They really don't.
Just as they are creating the illusion that they have some proof that Russia has hacked our elections. There's several.
Boy, didn't that crumble quickly? The other agency said, we never said that. We don't agree with you. This is bull.
Well, in fact, James Clapper, who heads the Defense Intelligence Agency, who's supposed to be coordinating the other 17 agencies, tells Reuters he doesn't buy it, that it's inconclusive, that they haven't produced any evidence. I rechecked again today. No Republican member of the House or Senate Intelligence Committee has seen any evidence, hard evidence, of Russian hacking. Not only that, but because of our electoral system, where we use a hodgepodge of machines, computerized voting machines, on which I have written extensively, paper ballots, and old-time jolt machines, it is virtually impossible for a sophisticated hack, and there is no evidence of it, none whatsoever. Today's front page story in the New York Times is riddled with falsehoods, including, again, repeating the false notion that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks were in the employ of the Russians.
Okay, so recycle lies. We're going to break. You're going to take over. I just want to add a cherry on top. The communist Chinese and Saudi Arabians, because they bragged about it in newspapers, said they were the biggest financiers, basically illegally, of Hillary. So there's the foreign influence, plus the illegals, plus the Clinton Foundation, plus the EU involved. So we should take more of her votes away if they're claiming that Trump should lose, because that's the clear, documented, outside foreign entanglement and foreign interference in our election. That's what globalism is, in essence. I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars.com and handing the baton to Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. Today we're going to focus on the actual coup d'etat that's going on before our very eyes. For those on the left and in the power establishment in Washington and New York and around the globe who do not want to accept the legitimate results of the 2016 elections. During this most recent campaign, I was among those accused of being a Russian agent. That's because I supported Donald Trump, and I did not support war in Syria, war with Russia in Syria and over the Syrian conflict. This is the new McCarthyism, where you are accused of being a traitor to your country if you're not for thermonuclear war, if you're not for the no-fly zone over Syria, which is surely the first step towards a confrontation with the Russians. There's several problems with this entire narrative. First of all, There is no proof whatsoever of this hacking. Is it just coincidental that the Obama administration intelligence agencies are now endlessly repeating a Clinton campaign talking point that the Russians were aiding Trump, that the Russians were hacking the election? I find this particularly humorous in view of the fact that when I wrote about my concerns that the Democrats would hack the elections in the urban centers in the country, where I believe there is actually a track record of having done so, I was ridiculed by David Brock and the running dog lackeys of the Clinton spin machine. I was called a conspiracy theorist because I even believe that the election could be hacked by domestic entities who are in control of the actual machines. Of course, the Russians are not in control of any computerized voting machines. Then, of course, we have, in addition to the lack of proof, the repeated denials of Julian Assange that he works for the Russians, that he has received materials from the Russians, and, in fact, that the leaker of the Democratic National Committee documents that proved that the DNC, under Debbie Wasserman Schultz, had to cheat, wire the debates, and wire the system so that Hillary Clinton could beat Bernie Sanders. We know that that source was human intelligence, a leaker, most likely the late Seth Rice, who, as you know, I think took four slugs to the back. Now, the mainstream media told us it was a botched robbery. But Seth's father told us that his watch and his currency and his jewelry was untouched. If you raise the question of whether he was murdered because he was leaking to Assange, why then they call you a conspiracy theorist. We also have the startling revelation now by John McCain, who first jumped on the bandwagon demanding a full investigation, but now even McCain, no fan of Donald J. Trump, tells us that there is no proof, that he has seen no proof that the Russians were successful in hacking our elections. We've got a great show for you today. I'm joined by the Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief, Matt Boyle, who will talk to us about fake news and the effort to censor InfoWars, Breitbart News, The Daily Caller, StoneColdTruth.com, and anybody who doesn't toe the mainstream media line. We also are going to be joined by St. John Hunt. St. John Hunt is a Renaissance man. He is an author, a songwriter, a guitarist, a singer, a poet, and we are honored to have him because he is, of course, the son of the legendary CIA agent and Watergate burglar, E. Howard Hunt. Almost no one knows more about the CIA and their misdeeds and their history of lies right through Benghazi, right through the current day, where today they're lying about Russian interference in order to present an issue aimed solely at the Electoral College, which submits its votes on Monday. Do not think that there is no Republican effort to track electors. There is. And based on my sources, the Republican electors are standing tall and firm for Donald Trump. So far, we know of one Republican defector. That will be not sufficient to overturn the will of the American people. I'm told that Matt Boyle is on the line. We can go to him now, although I thought we were heading to a break. If we're ready, Matt Boyle, thanks for joining us here at InfoWars.com.
Thanks, Roger, for having me.
Matt, because Breitbart News is one of those publications that is targeted for censorship and has appeared on various lists compiled by the left, and because of an appropriation for the thought police that seems to be working its way through the Congress, in which the U.S. federal government would seem to have the authority to decide what is fake news and what is not, give me your take on this effort and whether you think they can be successful in silencing the voices of freedom.
I don't think they're going to silence us. What they're trying to do, I mean, through the law, I don't think they'll succeed on that element. What they're trying to do is they're trying to drag our names through the mud so that we can't continue to grow and win over new supporters. But here's what's happening. With their efforts to attack us at Breitbart and other places, all the places you mentioned, are backfiring. What's happening is that people who are open-minded and aren't completely sold by the political left and the political establishment get drawn to Breitbart. What they're doing is by continually attacking us, they're drawing more and more people to our site. And what's happening is that then they're like, oh well, these guys aren't all that unreasonable. They're actually reasonable. Their stories are better in many ways, and they do a better job of covering the news than say CNN or the New York Times or sometimes even some other places throughout the establishment right media, right, like a Fox or a Weekly Standard or a National Review. And so what happens is as these people start coming to our site, and you know the reason what they're doing is they're calling us racist, they're calling us fake news, they're calling us white nationalists. We're nothing of the sort. We were one of the few outlets that correctly reported not just on this election, the whole trajectory of the election of the presidential race in the U.S., but the Brexit race over in the U.K. We have a whole London bureau that's doing all the reporting on that. We have world class coverage of Congress, of the federal agencies, of major scandals in Washington, and because we had all of that right, I would submit that we are the real news and they are the fake news. CNN, which repeatedly over and over again said that Donald Trump wouldn't win the election. New York Times, which had it, 80% Donald Trump was going to lose, even on election night when the polls closed. The Huffington Post had it as 99%, I think it was, that Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. Those people all got it wrong. They're the fake news. So, you know, I think that, while there does appear to be efforts by those in the political establishment to try to silence us using the power of the government or something, I don't think that those are going to be successful. I think the American people are too smart to fall for some kind of a thing that would limit the First Amendment. So I don't think we're going to see anything like that. What you are seeing is that you're going to see them try to discredit us and try to drag our names through the mud so that people don't trust us. But that's what they've been doing for years. It always backfires because we're always right and they're always wrong.
Yeah, it is absolutely true what you say. I noticed that in this most recent election, when President Barack Obama attacked InfoWars by name, when Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. attacked Alex Jones by name, actually produced a campaign TV commercial attacking Alex Jones, all they did was increase the listenership and viewership of InfoWars. They are helping to build our audience, and I agree, when people go to these alternative sites, whether it's Breitbart or InfoWars or The Daily Caller or Town Hall or a number of other excellent sites, they're cutting through the BS and they're realizing that this is the real news. Now, I watched CNN this morning, and nowhere did I see them report that no one has yet seen any proof whatsoever of this so-called Russian hacking. Ergo, they are the fake news. We do have a fake news problem in this country, but it's mostly seated at the three national broadcast networks and at the two cable networks. That's where I think you can find the fake news. Matt, what is the attitude of your colleagues at Breitbart over this onslaught? And Do you think those in the upcoming Trump administration, beyond Steve Bannon, of course, are aware? We're going to go to a break. We'll come back to Matt Boyle and get his answer here in just a moment. Thanks for tuning in. At InfoWars, I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone here at InfoWars, sitting in for Alex Jones. You know, the revolution isn't free. So now I'm happy to announce that the InfoWars Store 2016 Christmas Super Sale is on. Now, there are some terrific products here, but my favorite, the one I use regularly, has been BrainForce. And now you have an all-new, improved BrainForce product. Now, this, to me, gives you mental clarity, gives me energy, really puts me through those long nights. I'm working on a book on deadline, The Making of the President 2016. I was up till 4 a.m. last night writing to try to make my deadline. Candidly, I would never have made it without BrainForce. I really strongly recommend this product. 33% off. You can help finance the revolution and those who stand up for truth and accuracy in media. And at the same time, you can buy these excellent products. So I strongly recommend fill your Christmas stockings now off the InfoWars.com store by getting some BrainForce, Silver Collidal, and other terrific products we're going to be talking about later on in the show. Now I want to go back to Matt Boyle at Breitbart News, the Washington Bureau Chief. Matt, tell me what your colleagues think of this assault on free speech and whether you think that the key people in the Trump administration are aware of the fight that's about to come.
Yeah, I think that the Trump administration is ready for it. I mean, you mentioned Steve Bannon. I mean, he was obviously our executive chairman until he went to go be the CEO of the Trump campaign in August. I think he's keenly aware of it, and many of the other aides I've talked to throughout the incoming Trump administration, and I'm meeting with them constantly. They're very aware of what is going on this front. My colleagues here at Breitbart are fired up. I've gotten away from using the term, Roger, the mainstream media to describe the establishment legacy media. I don't think they're mainstream anymore. I think we've crossed a Rubicon over the course of the 2016 election where Breitbart, Daily Caller, InfoWars, et cetera, are the new mainstream media. We represent mainstream American thought. And we are the majority, and we are our views are correct, and they are mainstream. Whereas CNN, Politico, New York Times, these are fringe organizations on the periphery of American society. So, our team is fired up. Look, I'm actually in communication with a number of top journalists. And by the way, I know that, I disparage a lot of these legacy establishment media outlets, but some of the people that work there are decent people. They want to just to go out there and do stories, and it's the executives at the top of these companies that are giving down orders that don't allow them to do so. So many of them are, and I think you're going to see a sea change walking into this, into 2017 here, where you're going to see a lot of people throughout these establishment media operations are going to leave en masse. And I kind of look at Breitbart almost like it's Noah's Ark, right, for the people that want to do journalism. Again, there are people all throughout the entire media apparatus right now that are basically dying to come work here. And so, I'm spending an inordinate amount of time right now going through resumes, talking to a lot of people, some of whom are household names. And so, I'm not going to give them out right now until a lot of them are official and final. But the thing is that the entire establishment media apparatus, because these executives leaned so far the wrong way over the course of this election, they're losing their clout, they're losing their power, they're losing their ability to control the narrative.
Well, Matt, I agree with you. I think we reached a tipping point where the monopoly of the old media, let's call them that, has finally been broken. And a majority of Americans are getting their news, particularly their political news, on their handheld device. And that means the end for broadcast TV as we know it. It means the end, ultimately, for cable as well, where people are going to go get their news, particularly at a time of their own choosing. This has opened the door to the Trump revolution. And it was particularly important because the Trump campaign had far fewer resources to spend on paid media. The idea that you could come on and buy wall-to-wall saturation broadcast television advertising to dominate an election is now outdated thinking. In fact, digital advertising in this most recent campaign has proved to be far more effective. With about a minute to go, Matt, give me your quick assessment on Donald Trump's cabinet picks so far.
I think he's going to an interesting question. collection of individuals. I really like the generals, the business executives that he's bringing in. These are people that have a proven track record of getting things done. And so I think he's keeping his promise. He's kind of showing to the American people that he's going to bring in people that aren't part of the political class in Washington, D.C., and you know, he's going to shake up the way things work in American politics and on the world
stage. All right, Matt Boyle, thanks for joining us here at InfoWars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone sitting in for Alex Jones. And joining me in a moment is St. John Hunt, one of the country's experts on the Central Intelligence Agency and their legacy of lies. But before we go there, I want to mention that you can get one of my favorite products, DNA Force, for 25% off at the InfoWars.com store. Now, with the toxins that we are picking up from the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, this is a true booster for the immunity and the overall wellness. Now, this product can be gotten now for 25% off. And I know personally, because sometimes I had been disappointed when I went to order it and it was out. This stuff flies off the shelves because there are so many satisfied customers and so many people who want this substance, particularly in these winter months. So please go on the InfoWars.com store. You can buy this terrific product, DNA Force, which is a special blend of digestive enzymes and powerful herbs and other high-quality ingredients that really, truly boost the immunity system. I can't be without this or a formula like it, and this is the very best. So, aid the revolution. Help us pay for the InfoWars.com broadcasts, which bring you the political truth and have been the tip of the spear for the election of Donald Trump and the toppling of the globalist order. You can do two things at once here, folks. You can support us, and you can buy these terrific products. Now let me go to St. John Hunt, who is the co-author of a terrific book called Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, co-written by yours truly. But the reason I asked St. John on today is because he has a terrific piece up now at stonecoldtruth.com that tells you why the Central Intelligence Agency's claims about Russian hacking of the elections simply cannot be trusted. St. John Hunt, welcome to InfoWars, where I'm proud to be sitting in for my friend Alex Jones.
Thank you, Roger. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it.
So outline for us your thinking. I know, a man who follows the political news, and you've seen this slow-motion coup d'etat that the Democrats are attempting to pull off. Why shouldn't we believe our intelligence agencies?
Well, let me say, first of all, that it's shameful what's going on in this country today, and the way the news media is spinning Mr. Trump to be some sort of irresponsible person that doesn't care about the briefings. He clearly stated that his vice president would be in charge of the daily briefings. I understand full well that that the CIA, since its inception after World War II, has been bent on a one-way street to to subvert the foreign freedom of other countries for personal gain for this country. And I've seen it because my father was in the CIA for 27 years, and I can attest to the fact that that the CIA is riddled with low-level intelligence people that are just, you know, continuing the CIA philosophy of let's get in there and take what we can on a worldwide basis, starting as early as 1953 in Iran. They overthrew the democratically elected Premier Mohammad Mossadegh, and that was to help the British regain their control of oil. So that's a greed factor right there. Then in 1954, my father was personally involved in the overthrow of Jacob Arbenz in Guatemala, which was also, I think, dictated by greed and personal gain for the Dulles brothers, who were on the board of United Fruit Company. And this was an issue that cost thousands and thousands of lives. Followed by the Bay of Pigs, which was a complete fiasco, as everybody knows, and brought the world to really the brink of World War III. This has gone on for decades and decades. And the fact that Donald Trump does not want to have a daily briefings is a good idea, I think. He's bringing his sense of business to an otherwise failed political situation where he's... he's wary of the CIA, and he rightfully should be. The CIA has gone on, continued. 1965 to 72, they ran a campaign in Vietnam called the Phoenix Program, which murdered up to 60,000 civilians based on their political beliefs. In 79, they misjudged the entire Iranian situation. 6 months before the Iranian Revolution, they advised in their national intelligence estimate, which is the briefing that Mr. Trump would be seeing, that Iran was not in a revolutionary or pre-revolutionary state. In 1990, the CIA dismissed the likelihood of the Iraq invasion in Kuwait. 2002, the NIE, the National Intelligence Estimate, stated that Iraq has continued buildup of WMDs, which we know is just a complete falsehood. So there's an element here of the news reporting that Trump doesn't want the daily briefings, but what really they should be reporting is on the CIA's complete history of failed intelligence gathering services and reporting. That's what I think.
Well, it's interesting that Trump, in his formal statement, actually fired back and said, you know, when the CIA asserted that the election had been hacked by the Russians, he pointed out these were the exact same people that told us Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. What good is a briefing if the information contained in the briefing is wrong? Or if it is put there with motive, if it's disinformation that's purposely being fed to the chief executive? I think the president is wise to have his vice president wade through the information and determine what's real and what is not real. This is an attempt to belittle Trump. It's an attempt to delegitimize him. But I have some concerns about our incoming CIA director, Congressman Pompeo. I am hopeful that he will be loyal to the Trump agenda. It bothered me when he said that he believed Edward Snowden should be executed. First of all, I think Mr. Snowden should have a trial before anything such as that was undertaken. But the hysteria that has gripped the ruling elite, and in this case, their instrument being the Central Intelligence Agency, they are running a campaign aimed at the Electoral College. It is extraordinary in its nakedness. The idea of Barack Obama instructing the Central Intelligence Agency to brief these electors, most of whom are party regulars in both camps, has forced the Trump campaign to, or the Trump camp, I should say, to have an operation to track the electors. Now, this was done before, in 2000, when a shift of one elector would have made a difference. Of course, that didn't happen. George W. Bush was successfully elected president. In this case, I think they need a shift of 40 votes to change the outcome of this election. I still call it unlikely. But to be clear, the globalists will stop at nothing. They will never give up. They will never come to terms with a Trump administration. They will do anything they can to delegitimize the incoming administration. And if they could wave a wand and put Hillary Clinton into power tomorrow, they would definitely do so.
Yeah, I agree thoroughly, Roger. I think that those globalists are set in continuing the story that the Russians are bitter enemies. I don't think that's true anymore. I think Mr. Trump is a businessman. I think Mr. Putin is, in his own sense, a businessman. I think he wants to do business. I think they want to do business. And as long as the agenda is being pushed by the media and by the leftists there, that Russia is our sworn enemies, it's going to be hard to change things. But we got to keep trying, and that's why InfoWars is so important. And
an incredible piece that I read this morning showed that a Labour MP in the UK is now trying to claim that the Russians hacked the Brexit vote. This is how absurd this entire thing is becoming. Globalism is being rejected around the world. And the Rockefellers and the other stalwarts within the globalist establishment are in utter disbelief that their trail of lies and their economic destruction and their history of wars are now catching up with them. And just as the people of Europe are becoming wise to the globalist agenda, so are the American people. Now, finally, you have a president who's standing up for American jobs. Who's going to stop the flow of both jobs and capital abroad. This is not in the globalist playbook, which is why I think you have this kind of hysteria. I'm kind of interested, St. John, in your view on the recent fall of Castro, given your father's expertise in Cuban affairs and the fact that your dad was involved in numerous attempts to assassinate Castro. And then he was involved in the disastrous Bay of Pigs invasion. Do you think the fall of Castro, at least I should say the death of Fidel Castro, is going to lead to democratic reforms in our lifetime?
Well, that's a tough question to answer. But no, I don't think change is going to come about that rapidly. There is change noticed there already slowly, and it depends what his brother is going to put forth. But Castro has been immortalized in a very romantic sense worldwide. So it's hard to beat that. When the media paints him as a romantic, freedom loving for the people type of persona, when in reality he may have been that at the very early stages of the Cuban Revolution back in 1958 and 59, he very quickly turned into a murderous dictator that imprisoned and killed thousands and thousands and thousands of Cubans that were not aligned to him. And this is something that's not really talked about. It's a lot easier to wear Castro and Che Guevara T-shirts without the knowledge of what they really stood for.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. He is he's a mass murderer up there with Hitler and with Stalin. I mean, in 1953, I believe it was, Vice President Richard Nixon was assigned by Dwight Eisenhower to meet with Castro for an assessment. Eisenhower, as the U.S. head of state, of course, couldn't meet with Castro because it would have connoted recognition. So Nixon was assigned to meet with the bearded dictator. We didn't know he was a dictator yet. And it's interesting, although in that meeting Castro professed democratic leanings, small d, Nixon would go on to write a memo to Eisenhower telling him that, in his view, Castro was a hardline communist aligned with the Soviets, who would abridge all human rights and freedoms in Cuba, which, of course, is exactly what came to pass. Almost 50 years later, Castro met with President Nixon's son-in-law, Ed Cox, a longtime personal friend of mine. And after some exchange of pleasantries, Castro said to Ed Cox, "So tell me, how did your father-in-law know I was a communist?" There it is for you, folks. Yeah. The idea of Castro as some kind of modern-day Robin Hood is a false narrative of the mainstream media. The idea that you can open Cuba up by doing business there, with the idea that the benefits will trickle down to the people, misunderstands the Cuban system. Under the Cuban system, foreign businesses, whether they be from Spain, whether they be from the United States, must partner not with a Cuban businessman or woman, not with a Cuban entrepreneur, but you must partner with the government. The government is your partner. You pay them dollars. They pay the people worthless pesos. And it provides the money to reinvigorate and fund the secret police. People still disappear in the middle of the night in Cuba. One cannot have a gathering in their home, say a birthday party or a card game, without a representative from the party present to be sure that it isn't a meeting for the purposes of plotting the violent overthrow of the government. So many Americans have this romantic notion of Cuba as a beautiful place and a socialist utopia where health care, for example, is free. What they don't know is about that the Cuban people have no freedom of religion, no freedom of assembly,
no
freedom of the speech, and no freedom of any kind under the heavy jackboot of the Castros. And my wife insists that that Raul Castro is more vicious and more hardline than his brother. Therefore, we can only hope. The embargo was successful, even more successful after the enormous Soviet subsidies for the Cuban system were cut off. So, St. John, are you, what's your view now of the Trump administration? I know you were early a skeptic We had numerous conversations. You're not necessarily a Republican. I know you kind of view yourself as an independent. How do you think he's doing? With about a minute and a half left, give us your assessment.
Well, you're right. At the throughout most of the election, I wasn't sold on Trump, but I was fully against Hillary because I know she's a criminal of the largest sort, and she should be prosecuted to the extent of the law, every bit of the law. But Trump, I believe, has really come about. I went to a Trump rally here in Fort Lauderdale and was impressed. But beyond that, I think Trump is going to do a good job if he will be allowed to do a good job. But this constant haranguing, this constant, malfeasance of, the words, the anti-Trump slinging is just, it's embarrassing to me as an American citizen. To have this kind of negativity thrown at someone who hasn't even started their job yet. I mean, let the guy alone. Let him do his job, and then let's wait a year, 6 months, and see how he's doing. Then we can start slinging stuff if we don't like what he's doing or if he's gone off the tracks. But now, let him do his job. Let him pick his cabinet. Let him do what he's supposed to do. Give him a break. He won fair and square. That's all there is to it.
I think that's an excellent assessment. So, St. John Hunt, joining us here on Infowars.com. Many thanks for outlining the CIA's legacy of lies, including their most recent lie that the Russians have hacked this election. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones.
Become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, filling the very large shoes of Alex Jones today. I do want to point out that we have stolen Glenn Beck's microphone, and we're not giving it back. Before we get any further down the road here, I want to point out that the InfoWarsLife.com store, you've got an incredible super sale going on for this Christmas. We're talking about some of their most popular and most effective products, including Living Defense at 30% off, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, I've used this one myself, at 50% off, Brain Force, which we spoke about just a little while ago, at 33% off, Winter Sun Vitamin D at 25% off. This is terrific for warding off those winter blues. Survival Shield X2 at 30% off, and BioTrue Selenium. Now, if you order today, you can get guaranteed delivery by Christmas, and we pick up the shipping. That's right, free shipping. So act today, because I can tell you from experience, these products are going to sell out. The demand is extraordinary because they are so good. Believe me, the folks at InfoWars sift through the very best all-natural products to bring you only things that they have experience with and a lot of testimony about their effectiveness. So please, go to the InfoWarsLife.com store today and pick up your supply for this Christmas. They make great stocking stuffers. Now, as most of you know, I'm working on a book that I believe will be the definitive explanation of how Donald J. Trump pulled the greatest political upset in American political history. This book is more than just a polemic about the 2016 election. We're also going to chart the rise of the alternative media, including InfoWars and Breitbart and others who I believe played a major role in this election. There's a lot of secrets that are going to be buried deep in this book. So it's not only a look at the big national trends and the international developments that created the perfect storm which elected Donald Trump, but we're also going to get down with a lot of down and dirty vignettes from the actual campaign trail, including Hillary Clinton's violent reaction to the results on election night, in which she was kicking, screaming, hitting people, yelling, throwing things, and ultimately had to be sedated. I have this from some of the best sources in the Democratic Party. And even today, Hillary Clinton and her globalist allies have not given up on their effort to overturn the results of our most recent Democratic and fairly conducted election and turn over power to Donald Trump. The recount, which you've heard so much about in Wisconsin, ultimately yielded a net gain of 131 votes for Donald Trump. The recount in Michigan turned up nothing. The recount in Pennsylvania filed too late under that state's law. So the recount canard, launched as part of the three-pronged attack on the outcome of this election, has been an ignominious failure. First they harped on the popular vote, then they demanded the recount, now it's Russian hacking. Stand up for the results of this election, and thanks for joining me here at InfoWars.com. We are the resistance. We are the tip of the spear. We are the new Trump revolution.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.